Thank you for calling the customer support. This is DeMarcus speaking. How may I help you?
Yes. I had called and talked to somebody, I believe it was on the 28th, and they had issued me full credit for my product that I did not receive. And when I checked my credit card, I've only gotten half on the product.
All right. Let me see here. Can you please provide me with that zip code, ma'am?
29649.
29649. That first and last name.
Pamela Pinkowski.
All right, well, let's see if I can get this account pulled up for you, okay?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You did say that first name is Pamela, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, okay. Fully refund latest charge. Customer satisfied. Okay, now, so I got this account pulled up, sorry. Just reviewing this account, I see where you did order our skin cream, ma'am, all-natural product that does help reduce wrinkles and fine lines. Now, with this particular product, ma'am, did enter a 14-day trial, and I see also where we did refund you for this particular product as well, $85.90 and $94.90. Is that the refunds you're stating?
I have no refund for those amounts.
So you don't see a refund for $85.90 and $94.90 in your account, ma'am?
No, I do not. And I just called right before I talked to you.
All right. Okay, let me see here. You said you just called your bank before you called me?
Yes.
Now, as I'm stating, but now, wow. Let's see here. It's a lengthy notes in this particular account. Seems how okay. Hung up call.
Yep.
You're upset.
Well, because I was being charged for this and I never got it.
Okay. I completely understand that. Now explain to you, okay, provided tracking numbers. Okay. Fully refunded latest charge. Explain okay. So as I'm saying, ma'am, okay, let me see here. I'm gonna resend this refund email to you, okay? That way you'll see
Can you just credit back to my credit card?
Well, ma'am, so it's not a bank account that is attached to?
It's my credit card.
It's your credit card, okay, yes, so ma'am. You have to call that credit card company, ma'am, and see if they'll go ahead and release those funds to you. I resent that confirmation email for that refund, okay? Can you verify that refund? I mean, that email address for me? Is it still pampink53@icloud.com?
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes,
check your iCloud spam, ma'am. And I resent that confirmation now for those two refunds. Check that spam box in your iCloud for me and see if you see that right quick. Or give it that system 10 minutes to actually generate that actual confirmation. But it probably already sent just to you.
Okay, you're sending me a credit on my, but I needed to go to my credit card.
Okay.
So the charge is taken off my credit card.
All right, that MasterCard you're speaking of, right? 0632?
0632, correct.
Yes, ma'am. We already sent that up. Yes, ma'am. We sent that refund back to that credit card.
Well, it's not showing up on the credit card because I just talked to him.
Did you receive that confirmation email?
Let's see. It says the refund is for $47.45.
No, ma'am. The refund is for $85.90.
Well, that's not what the email says. You want me to take a picture of it and send it to you?
I wish you could, but I know it is impossible. Let me see here. Let me see if I can.
It says, "Hi, Pamela Pinkowski. This email is to inform you that $47.45 has been refunded to your MasterCard."
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do see that. And also, I see that $42.95. Okay, so this is what happened, ma'am. All right. Your bank account called back in and also tried to dispute these particular charges, okay? Once they called us, we verified the terms and conditions to that particular banking account, and they went on ahead and agreed to that banking account. Now, that bank account went on ahead and gave you a courtesy because they charged back that account, that the refund we sent you, and they gave you half because they went on ahead and agreed that those terms and conditions were valid, and that's why you're seeing those two charges, ma'am.
Okay, but how would my credit card know if they're valid or not? They didn't know if I...
No, what I'm stating is... What I'm stating is they called us. We spoke with them to go over the terms and conditions with them. When they went over those terms and conditions with us, they went to that website. They seen that those terms and conditions are valid and that that customer cannot hit pay until they accept those terms and conditions. Once that credit card company reviewed that, they realized these charges are valid and that I will go ahead and charge back that refund that we gave to you. So what they did was they charged back half of that refund, okay?
Okay, but my question is, my credit card company has no idea that I did not receive. This was the fourth product. So the first two products, the first product I paid for, full price.
Yes.
Okay, these two products I never received. Now, how would my credit card company know that I never received them? I mean, I got proof from the post office. I have a barcode that was scanned that shows it was not received.
Yes, ma'am. And I also see where we did give you that $94.90 and that $85.90 back too as well. That's why I'm stating to you, your credit card company or whoever you bank with, package returned to center. Okay. So the package that you did receive, returned back into the warehouse, and that's why they went on ahead and refunded you that amount. Now, this particular refund amount does look like it's
Because I should get another $47. I should get another $47.45 and another $92.95. And I have no idea why the credit card would be involved in this whatsoever. Why would they care?
Because it's stated that you disputed it with your credit card company already.
Okay, that was already settled, though.
No, ma'am. That's what I'm telling you. It was not settled. That's what I'm telling you. They called us, and they settled it. That's why they charged back that credit card, because they agreed that these charges are valid. That's what I'm stating to you. Because you disputed it with your credit card company. Once you dispute it with them, you give them all your information. And they already have the number, because I'm pretty sure they gave you our number to call us, right? So,
what's my credit card, yes.
Yes, ma'am. When you called your credit card company, they gave you our number, right? So, what I'm stating is, since they already had the number and you already disputed with them, they called us to verify these charges.
Okay, but my credit card company has no idea what I received and what I didn't receive.
It's not about that.
If you don't receive something, you don't pay for it.
You didn't pay for it, is what I'm saying. We already refunded you that for that return to center package.
Okay, but not the full price.
You did, ma'am.
You gave me half of it back only. Because $47.45 is half, $42.95 is half. So I got half of it back, but I didn't receive any product at all.
Ma'am, as I stated before, that 2828 is for those initial products, okay? Now,
okay, that was back in November. Yeah. I already paid for that.
Yeah, that $94.90 and that $85.90, okay? Now, the one we shipped out on January the 5th, you did not receive. I already know that, okay? It's for return to center. I'm telling
right.
you, and I'm explaining to you, in our system, it states refund $85.90, refund $94.90. Now, these particular refunds, ma'am, will take 10 to 15 business days to get to you because it was just refunded to you. So it's going to take some time to get to you, is what I'm trying to explain to you. This was refunded back on the 28th, okay, of this month. Once we realized that package did not come to you and they rescinded it to the post office, to the warehouse. So on the 28th, we're going to went on ahead and refund it $85.90 and $94.90. Now, it does take 3 to 5 business days or up to 10 to 15 business days to get back into that particular account, okay? So that's where you're seeing that particular charge not coming back to you yet for the packages that you haven't received, because it takes some time to get back into that bank account. As I stated before, they released these charges on the 28th of January. Yes, ma'am.
Now, am I going to get another two credits in 8 to 10 days?
Yes, ma'am. It's what I'm stating to you. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, jeez. All right. Oh, this seems like such a... It kind of seems like we're trying to make something hard out of something that's easy.
And honestly, ma'am, I mean, I want to let you know is the money that's being refunded to you is out of our control. It's coming from the warehouse at this point, okay? Once a package is not received, that warehouse, let me rephrase that. Once that package is not received and then they receive that return to sender message, they realize, okay, that customer did not get their package. And then once they see that, they refund that amount. That's where that inconvenience is coming in at with this particular account, okay?
I'm going to get the full 80, you know, the 80 and 90, and 85, 90, and 94,
yes.
90.
Yes, ma'am.
The bank is not... Because you gave it to the bank, so the bank isn't going to keep it, right?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No,
I
ma'am.
Hope not. All right.
Yeah, you're going to get your money, ma'am. I just wanted to clarify that because I know it is an inconvenience that money hasn't came to you yet. And
well, yeah, because because my bill is due, and if I don't pay my bill, I get a fine on that. So that's what's inconvenient about it. I don't have money to pay it now.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, well, I guess I'll have to call them again and ask them, you know, if they posted this on January 28th.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't understand why they just didn't post the whole thing.
Now, one second. Let me do something for you right quick.
Okay.
Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to see when these return to senders were sent in, okay?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. One second.
Because it's been a while.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so do this for me. Return the package is package return to sender. So when package return to sender and return to our warehouse does take 10 to 15 days actually issue that refund, okay? But there's a number on here I want you to call if you don't mind.
All right. What is this for?
It's for the USPS return to sender.
So I can get you the date it was returned?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. That way, that post office will be able to tell you, okay, when this package was returned to sender. And you'll get the time frame on when they got back to the warehouse and when that warehouse received that product. Because when that warehouse received that product, whenever that date is, that's when they'll go ahead and issue that refund. And whenever that date is from that issue refund to that warehouse, that's 10 to 15 days from that. Okay?
And it's just because... It's been more than 15 days already.
Yes, ma'am. But as I was just about to say, it's just because that post office probably held that package for a while. And decided to go ahead and send it back to that particular warehouse.
And that's very possible. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And then with that particular transaction now, you know, once it goes back into the warehouse, it's still the same standard time as a mailing standard time. So 3 to 5 business days to get back to the warehouse. And with those 3 to 5 business days.
I did talk to the post office.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have it registered as return to sender.
Okay, great. And if they tell you what that date is, then you just go from 5 days from that warehouse, from that date, and give it another 10 days from that.
Okay. Is it possible for me to call my credit card company and ask them when they're going to give me the rest of this rebate?
It wouldn't help. I was just about to say it wouldn't help because they wouldn't know when that warehouse received that package.
Oh, well, I'll give them that information, though.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they'll be able to tell you that then once you give them that information.
All right. Okay. Could you give me a number then I call? Or do I call any post office?
No. No, ma'am. It's 1-800.
Okay.
275.
Okay.
87.
Okay.
77.
Okay.
Yes,
any
ma'am.
Extension numbers?
Say that again.
Any extension numbers?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
well,
and also, do you have your package tracking number from that last package?
I do.
All
Let's
right.
See.
They're going to ask for that tracking number to track. No, they're just going to ask for it. That's all.
Okay. I thought all the numbers were pretty much the same.
I can reference it for you if you allow, if you want me to.
I've got it here. It's,
okay.
To see if it's the same one I got?
Of course. Yes, ma'am.
9400111254 9488 09 1825.
Yes, ma'am.
That's it. Okay, good.
That's that tracking number to track that return to sender package to see when they received that basically when that return to sender package happened. That way it gives you a time frame on when that warehouse received it and also gives you a time frame on when that warehouse was receiving your refund.
Okay, it says here it refused it on January 2nd.
Yeah, you probably wasn't at home to sign for it or something like that. Or there's a numerous amount of reasons USPS will refuse a package. Usually, the customer is not there to pick that package up. Now, did you have where you want to sign for that particular package?
No.
Well, yeah, they probably just had that added on with security measures, you know, with the post office, you know what I mean? Just to have you sign for it so you can get it in your hand. And since they didn't do that, they sent it back to the post office and basically a pickup notice on it. And just that time elapsed, and they went on ahead and sent it back to that post office. I'm sorry, to that warehouse.
Okay, so if I call my credit card company, they're going to know something about this? Why they haven't finished giving me the rest of my refund?
Well, if you call your credit card company, ma'am, I'm not sure if they'll know something about it, but I will advise you to give them that return to sender message about that package, and then let them know that that warehouse will be sending that refund whenever they receive that package in 10 to 15 days after that.
Okay, can you send me another of this refund confirmation? Because I never got one for either one of those orders. So if you could send me a confirmation back on my computer here.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Let me get place you on the brief hold while I get that taken care of for you, okay?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. 1 second.
All right.
All right, ma'am. Those emails should regenerate in a sec.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And yeah, I'll be back into your email address in a second. Okay. Give us some time to get back into that email address. I also went on ahead and notated in this account that you will be giving your bank account to see about that refund. And when that return to sender date was, okay?
Okay, this one, okay, this one doesn't say that either. This one says...
Still the same amount? No, that probably...
$42.95.
Okay, where I'm stating is, okay, they won't allow to send that actual $94.90 and $85.90 until it's given to you.
What do you mean?
Until it's actually deposited back into your account. they won't give us a confirmation to send that $85.90 and $94.90 back to you, because the refunds you received, ma'am, was for the last two charges you paid for back in November.
Correct.
Yes,
correct,
ma'am. Okay. Now, the other two that
in January. I'm talking about January 2nd.
Yes, ma'am.
The two products in January 2nd that I never received.
Yes, ma'am.
Those are the ones.
That's the one. Okay. Yeah, yes, ma'am. $94.98. Yeah, you'll get that full refund once that warehouse releases it to you, okay?
Well, can I get an email?
I don't have it. It's not one in here until they give it to you.
Well, how did you get these two then?
Because, as I stated before, and it's a crazy system, ma'am. Right now, in our system, as you stated, like you see that the 42, I'm sorry, do you see that 4745 and 4295 issued to the mail?
Where am I supposed to see this?
That's the refund that they gave you back on January the 22nd.
Okay, that was for a totally different order. I'm talking about this as a separate order on January 2nd.
Oh, and that's what I'm and that's what I'm stating to you. Okay. All right. The separate order. Okay. Separate order that you are you're staying on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They only gave you 42 cents. I'm sorry, 47.45 and 42.95 back. You agreed. Okay. All right.
Who's
now on the 20. No. Listen to me.
This?
And it's
okay.
Okay. Now it also stated that you agreed to the 50% refund as well.
Okay, but that was back. That was back on a separate order, where I did receive one serum at that time. That was a totally separate order. There were four charges to me, four of them. That was for the first two. Now we're talking about these two that were later in January where I got nothing.
Yes, ma'am. Let me place you on a brief hold while I refer to my supervisor and see if we can better clarify this particular account, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, Miss Pamela. Okay, so this is what happened, okay? And I'm going to give you, I'll send you both of those confirmations, okay? So this is what happened. They broke up these two charges for you, okay? They gave you two partials. They gave you two partials, okay? They gave you a partial on January the 22nd for $47.45. And a partial on January 22nd for $42.95, okay?
Then
back on January the 28th, we went ahead and refunded again, $42.95 and $47.45, okay?
Right, yeah.
All right, so that in total adds up to that one $85.90 and that other $94.90 charge, okay? So you got your money back for those two charges, ma'am.
Okay, but there was four charges and I got one product out of four billings.
No, ma'am. Okay.
Yes, I did. I got one bottle of serum.
Okay.
And that was it.
And we
billed you. Everything else was returned.
Only one. Okay, listen to me. Only one product was returned, ma'am. You initially signed up for a 14-day trial to receive a one-month supply of our skincare product. That one-month supply, we shipped you out. You did not call back within those 14 days, and we billed you on December the 3rd.
Okay, I know all about that. That was with the first discussion.
So you
that was the first discussion. Okay. So if you take when I got passed, that paid for the serum I got. I never got any cream. I paid for the full serum. Then in January, I got two separate bills for two separate things. Never received them. And you can see where.
And that's what I'm telling you, ma'am. We gave you the refund for that as well. That's where you send those. Yes, ma'am. Listen to me. That January the 22nd and January the 28th, partial refunds that we gave you in total add up to those $84.590 and $94.90 charges.
Okay, that was because. I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying. One bottle of serum. This one bottle of serum was how much? $89. My bill should have been $89 and nothing else.
No, ma'am.
Nothing else, ma'am. Because I didn't get any other product.
No, ma'am.
If you look on my at the post office, I got one product. Everything else was returned.
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking, and that's what I'm stating to you. We sent you out two. We sent you out a cream, and we sent you out a serum.
Okay, I only got a serum. Never got any creams. Never got any creams. I got one bottle of serum. That was all I got.
All right, ma'am. And as I'm stating to you, you did not state that to that representative once you called in.
Yes, I did. I must have said it five or six times to her. Yes. I told her I never got any creams. I expected a serum. Never even expected any cream.
Okay.
I
see here what you said. You stated you sent those particular products back. That's what you're stating?
I did.
Okay.
I sent all three of them back.
Okay.
All
right. If you sent them back, that means you received them, okay?
No, I refused them. They never came. I never got them. If you look, they were refused.
No. Okay. So No, ma'am, that's what I'm stating to you. So you stating to me that once that package was delivered to you, you told the post office, I don't want it, send it back.
I refused it, absolutely.
And that's what I'm telling you. No, okay. Guess what? As I'm stating to you, we do not accept return products, ma'am, due to COVID-19. So
That's funny. All of a sudden, oh, that's your new statement? No, you're not receiving any? But it was returned, and I have no product. I don't pay for things I don't have.
No, ma'am.
You did not send it back to me. Well, then I'm not accepting. When there's a COVID, I'm not accepting products from you either then.
I completely understand, ma'am. And as I stated before,
I'm not paying $300 for one little tiny bottle of serum. That's ridiculous.
Ma'am,
I'm tired.
We went on ahead and... All right.
I expect another $47 and $42. And didn't you tell me I was going to get it eventually?
You've already got it.
No, I did not
you
get
have,
it.
Ma'am.
I got,
you have, ma'am. I'm sorry to.
You gave me half of what you promised.
I'm going to send, okay, the two confirmation numbers. I want you to check these dates on these two confirmations, okay? One's going to be for the 22nd, and the other one's going to be for the 28th, okay? Both of them is going to be $47.45 and $42.95. Now
yeah,
it's going to be two. It's going to be two separate dates. Okay, two separate dates.
That's half of the products. What they cost, half of both the products.
No, ma'am. That's
if you don't get a product, you get a full refund.
No, ma'am. We gave you a partial refund, and gave you the full.
Oh, come on! This is ridiculous. When you don't get a product, you don't charge somebody for it. Come on,
ma'am. You got the product, ma'am, and you did not.
It was returned to you. It was returned to you unopened. It was returned to you.
Ma'am, as I stated before, ma'am, we can't tamper with these charges because you was already refunded. I can go ahead and...
another refund. You can give me a refund, which actually I deserve. I deserve a full refund. I sent you back a full product unopened. Does your company not do customer satisfaction? You really want your customers to be mad that you're trying. What you did is you charged me for something I don't have.
Ma'am, what we did was refund you for a package you sent back.
Yeah, and you gave me half of my money back for it.
We gave you two partials, ma'am. That means half and half. It was added up to be 100%.
There was four billings for it. You gave me four billings for it.
It's two
you
billings, ma'am. It's only two. It's only two, okay?
Really? Really? Because I can show you on my charge card why I got billed four times for it.
I'm looking at your... Okay, listen to me. With this particular product, ma'am, it's a two-step product. Skin cream, serum. We build you for the skin cream, and then we build you for the serum.
Let's stop. I told you, I will tell you 100 times, I never received any cream. I received one bottle of serum.
Yes, ma'am.
Never even seen a cream. You never sent me any cream.
We sent it to you, ma'am. We sent it back. Yes, ma'am. We sent it to you. You stated you sent it
back. Okay, what about the first time I got a bottle of serum? Nothing else. No cream. There was no cream there.
Yes, ma'am. I'm pretty
sure. Was there cream in the bottle?
As I stated before, ma'am, I don't know what else you want me to do with this account. I can change for
you. I want you to give me credit for something I never got.
We already gave you credit for something you never got, ma'am. You got that money back.
You gave me half of my money back. That's
well,
you what you gave.
You
gave
back,
me.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You gave me half of my money back. I can show you four billings. I can show you the amount of money you gave me back. You gave me half of it back.
Okay, so out of those four billings, how much is that total price? Out of those four billings you're stating to me, how much is that total price?
Hang on, I'll set it up for you. Take it right off. You know, I can send you a picture of my credit card.
Oh, no, ma'am. I do not need that. All I want to know is those four balances that you're stating to me. State them to me and see how much is that total balance.
Yeah. I'm
it. So if it's adding up to me, it should be at least close to four or something. Because if you're stating, I said if it's adding up, like I'm adding up, it should be close to four or something.
Okay, you're telling me one bottle of serum is $400?
No, ma'am. I'm telling you one bottle of serum is... Listen to me. I'm telling you one bottle of serum is $85.90. And I'm telling you the cream is $94.90. And I'm telling you we rebuild you...
I didn't get any cream. Remember, I told you that, and you keep saying that, but I'm telling you, I never got any cream. Not 1 ounce of cream did I get.
Yes, ma'am. All right, so, ma'am, I'm not sure what you want me to do for you, because we've already refunded this money. And I'm honestly trying to see what do you want from me.
Okay. Okay, $361.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So.
Not the $495 and the $595 you also billed me.
Say that again?
Never mind.
You said not the $495 and $595 we tried to bill you. Okay, listen to me. That $495 and $595, shipping and handling, okay? That is shipping and handling for us to send out a 1 month supply of our product. Okay? We won't bill you a full price until that 14-day trial period is up. So we bill you a full price.
The thing I'm trying
you're
to tell
you. You're still
not
listening to me. You're still not listening to me though, ma'am. You're not understanding.
You're not listening to me. You keep saying the same thing over.
No cream.
It's not gonna appear just because you keep saying it. You billed me $361 for one little bottle of serum.
Yes,
one bottle of serum.
Yes,
everything
ma'am.
Else I didn't get or you got returned to you. Nothing else. I got one little teeny bottle of serum for $361.
Yes, ma'am. We refunded you. $85.90.
And how much did you refund me?
$85.90, ma'am, and $94.90.
Okay, and that takes
for those particular products that you decided to send back, ma'am.
Okay.
And we
I
still refunded you for it.
Oh my
That's what I'm stating to you. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, but we already refunded you for that amount, ma'am. There's nothing else we can do for you. I'm not seeing anything else that you're stating to me about you haven't received your money, because all I see is us refunding you your money. And also, I sent you both of those email confirmations as well. One of them is on the 22nd, and the other one is on the 28th. We sent you two partials, okay? All of them, both of them added up in total to be $85.90 and $94.90. Now, these latest two charges you stated to me, ma'am, those were in that terms and conditions, which you already stated that you agreed to pay for anyways. The last two charges. Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes,
so
ma'am.
You're overcharging.
We're not overcharging. We're not, ma'am. I promise. We're not.
I returned it.
You returned it, we refunded it.
Wait a minute. After all your credits, I'm still being billed $180.
One moment, ma'am, while I place you on a brief hold, okay? Did you hear me, ma'am, Ms. Pamela?
Yes.
One moment.
Listen, you're charging me $180 for one bottle of serum.
Yes, ma'am. Just
okay,
hold one brief moment while I get this account taken care of for you, okay?
All right.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Minkowski, I apologize for that hold. Now, as I stated before, ma'am, with this particular order, okay, we did go ahead and give you a partial refund, all right, on the 22nd, $42.95 and $47.45. Also, we went on ahead on the 28th and refunded $42.95. And also on the 28th, we refunded another $47.45. That right there was the refund for that that initial shipment that you sent back, ma'am. Give that refund some time to get back to you, ma'am, if it hasn't got back to you, okay?
Well, you told me I was going to get an additional. When we started talking at the beginning, you told me I was still going to get another credit.
No, ma'am. What I was speaking of is, ma'am, the money that I doubt that you didn't receive, you did receive. I'm sorry. That was on my end.
Well, okay, how am I going to get the rest of my money back for a product that you have totally gotten 100% back of?
All right, ma'am. So, as I stated to you before, you already received this $47.45 and this $42.45 and this $42.95.
Okay, but that's not the full price for what I paid for it. And you got the whole product back.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So when you return something to the store, they give you your full credit back.
Yes, ma'am.
And you stated you got it back. You know you got it back, so I expect the rest of the money back.
Yes, ma'am. Give that that process 10. Like I said, ma'am, we refunded it to you. Give that process a little time more to come, I guess. Honestly, ma'am.
Well, if I give it a little time, am I going to get the rest of my money back, though?
As I stated before, ma'am, we gave you the rest of your money already. Okay.
No, you didn't. I explained to you before, sir. You didn't. You gave me half of my money back. I would like the rest of my money back. You've gotten the full product back. I expect the full amount of money back. Why would I pay for half of the product when I returned all of the product?
No. All right. I'm placing on a brief hold. I'm going to transfer to a supervisor, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. So, as my supervisor stated to me, ma'am, we did give you that full refund back, ma'am. Honestly, we're going to be on the phone all day until you figure out that we already gave you that refund back, ma'am.
Wait. Then let's talk. Okay, if that's what you think, then let's go back to the first transaction.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I already paid for that. Why am I paying you again now? I got one bottle of Serum, and you're telling me it's $180?
Ma'am,
you're telling me because that's what I paid, and that's what you billed me.
You're telling me you got
no,
one bottle
number,
of Serum, ma'am. I see here where you got a cream and Serum.
No. You check it again. All that was returned to you. Mm. You can check through the post office. It tells you it was returned. It was refunded back to you.
Mm-hmm.
I got one thing of Serum.
Yes, ma'am.
I never got any cream. I don't know where you're getting this cream from. I never got any cream. Are you going to send me half the product back? If you're sending me half my money back, do I get half the product back?
We went on and refunded all that that full amount, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Are you really having that hard of time understanding me? When you return something, you get your money back.
Oh, yeah, I completely understand, ma'am. And as I stated to you, we already went ahead and refunded that amount to you.
No, you did not. That's not the amount you returned it. You returned, and you just got done saying that to me. You returned it half back to me. Half is not what I paid for it.
Ma'am, we returned all for it. We returned.
I know you know exactly what I'm saying.
And I know you.
Exactly what you say. I mean, come on. You haven't. Have you ever bought anything and returned it to the store? Give me a break. And I can prove we got a post office scanning strip. I can prove I returned it to you. I mean, how much clearer does it have to be? Do you have to witness it yourself?
Yes, ma'am. I completely understand.
No, you do not completely understand. Why do you lie to me? You do not completely understand.
Of course I do, ma'am. And as I stated
before.
Then do.
You know what? Then do the right thing and give me the rest of my money back.
We did the right thing, ma'am, and refunded you all
you
your money, ma'am.
The right thing is giving somebody half their money back? Where did you learn morals if you think that's the right thing to do?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my gosh, that's called stealing.
Yes, ma'am.
In anybody's book, that's called stealing. When you give them half their money back,
yes,
or
ma'am.
When they give you a full product back, that's stealing. Where did
of
you get
course,
your morals
ma'am.
From?
Yes, ma'am. As I stated before, ma'am, we went on ahead and gave you that refund. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Yeah, get some morals. Okay, get some morals.
Oh, of course, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Screw you.